The shocks are all there. A pandemic, high unemployment, and riots. As Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor of the Wall Street Journal, tells us, when shocks multiply, the effects usually last. Jerry, can we compare this chaotic time in U.S. history to any other time?
Well, on one level, there's never been anything like this. You have three giant forces colliding. You have a pandemic, you have depression-like economic conditions, and now you have rioting in the streets over a matter of racial tension. So that's unprecedented. On the other hand, though, if you go back in time, you see there are occasions in American history where the shocks kind of come from different directions and pile up like this. And I looked in particular at two occasions where that was the same situation. One was in 1968 when you had the Vietnam War. In Vietnam War protests, you had lingering racial tensions. Riots in the streets had come just the year before. You had a president, Lyndon Johnson, who had declined to run for re-election. And all these things kind of came together when the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy happened that spring and summer, and that produced a kind of an explosion, and then also reached a kind of a tipping point for the nation in which people decided to shift directions and vote for Richard Nixon in the fall rather than Hubert Humphrey, the Johnson vice president. And then in 1979, you had a similar kind of accumulation of shocks. You had gas lines because of oil shortage that grew out of the Iranian Revolution. You had stagflation, a stagnating economy and huge inflation pressing everybody down. And then on top of all that, you had the Iranian students who seized and occupied the U.S. embassy in Tehran and held 52 diplomats hostage for 444 days. And it was finally the cumulative effect of all those things that kind of, I think, made Americans think the wheels had come off the cart. And one of the reactions that they took was to turn away from Jimmy Carter and toward Ronald Reagan the next year in 1980 in the election.
So in those cases, was it a situation where the American people were seeking change at the top?
Well, I think they were just seeking change, to change course. Now, I don't know that that necessarily meant that they were making an ideological choice to go one direction rather than the other. I think it was more a feeling that, look, this is not working. We have to go in a different direction. If you think back to an earlier episode, which is the Great Depression, obviously one of the things that happened then was that Americans turned from Herbert Hoover, the Democrat, to the left, to Franklin Roosevelt. They turned from Herbert Hoover on the right to Franklin Roosevelt on the left. But it was more a feeling that what we're doing just isn't working. And by the way, that was also an episode in 1932 that was also marked with troops in the streets taking on protesters. In that case, it happened to be soldiers knocking down the Hooverville built in Washington by veterans who thought they were not getting enough benefit from the government to get through hard times.
We're speaking with Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor of the Wall Street Journal. Jerry, does it feel in the country now that people are feeling powerless? And is that similar to those two eras?
Well, it seems that maybe we are getting to that point. I referred to a country and a society sometimes reaching a tipping point in which people feel they've lost control or that the country has lost control and maybe they want to do something different. And I don't know that we're there yet, but if you take the futility that people feel over dealing with the coronavirus and the futility that they feel in dealing with an economic slide and unemployment that's just beyond everybody's control to a certain extent, and then throw in the feeling of tension that arises after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the protests and rioting that have broken out, that maybe that's where we're going. Now, what the result of that is, what the reaction is, I find it very hard to predict. Does the country decide to turn toward a law and order version of Donald Trump again in the fall, or does it move in the opposite direction and decide it's time for a change in the White House and pick Joe Biden? I think it's too early to predict that. I guess all I'm saying is that we have the circumstances now in which people may feel that they're at a tipping point and they want change of some variety because they feel helpless in the face of these giant forces.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor of The Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.